The congressman is also chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. And of course, while we've been focusing on the Senate bill, there is a bill about Dodd-Frank in the works in the House as well. And the congressman is a key author of that. So Representative Hensarling, welcome to On Point.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We just got a couple minutes here, but I'm glad you could make a little bit of time for us. I mean, just quickly, if you could, describe us to us what the key difference is between the proposal in the House versus the Senate.
Well, I was listening to part of the dialogue before coming on your program. And indeed, the House vision is we want bankers to be able to help capitalize small businesses, help capitalize the American dream, but they need to have a sufficient level of capital themselves. We believe the answer to maximum economic growth and to minimize the risk of financial instability is large amounts of private capital, not lots amount of federal control. And so we balance a deregulatory effort with very high levels of private capital. And so that's the basic difference. Now, having said that, I understand the Senate is producing a group of bipartisan bills. We have taken component parts of the CHOICE Act, and we have voted on them on an individualized basis. We're now up to about four dozen different bills that have passed with overwhelming bipartisan votes that would help our small banks, our credit unions, some of the regional banks to help let capital flow. And so we expect whatever the Senate produces, they're going to have to negotiate with the House because we have our series of bipartisan bills as well.
Right. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point. Congressman Hensarling, though, let me ask you, though, I've been seeing people on the Senate side of things saying that if there are major provisions that come into a bill from the House, that they may lose the bipartisan support they have there.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at a bill, H.R. 477, by Mr. Huizenga, Michigan. It passed the House 426-0. I don't see that in the Senate bill. I've got a bill from Mr. McHenry, H.R. 1219, that passed the House 417-3. I've got a bill from Mr. Holtgren, Illinois, that passed 331-87.
Yeah, I suppose I wasn't clear.
Bipartisan bills in the House. These aren't partisan bills. They're not Republican bills. They're bipartisan bills, and they're all about ensuring that credit flows to our constituents so that they can buy a car, go on a family vacation, send a kid to college, and the House will not be ignored.
Right.
There are two different sides of the Capitol. The House will not be ignored. We will not rubber stamp what the Senate does.
Right. Jared Bernstein, your response to that, particularly Congressman Hensarling's idea that it's private capital that needs to shore up these banks and not necessarily assistance from the government.
Yeah, I think the key there is that we're on the same page in terms of these capital buffers or leverage requirements. And as I think we've all said, that's a really important part of the formula. But it's not the only thing that's important. And so, for example, if you start getting too loose with some of the mortgage requirements, or if, as the House bill does, you go after the Consumer Protection Agency, then there are other kinds of holes in the dike. So this is a system with lots of potential abuses, but at least we agree on the capital requirements part.
Congressman Hensarling, we've just got 2 minutes left, but I want to ask you a super quick question and then give Tom Easton a little chance here. We've heard throughout this hour from callers and folks commenting online that they're very concerned that loosening regulations in Dodd-Frank is just going to, it's being done for the greed of the financial industry and could lead us to another crisis. What's your response to them?
Hogwash would probably be what I would say. We are losing a community bank or credit union every other day in America, and they're not dying of natural causes. Again, a law that ostensibly was drafted in order to deal with Wall Street has hit Main Street. Talk to any community banker, any president of a credit union, and they will tell you this. After Dodd-Frank, this is statistically verifiable, the big banks have gotten bigger.
Mm-hmm.
They can handle the weight, the load, and the expense of this regulatory burden. Again, the answer ought to be more capital, a greater capital buffer, greater liquidity ratios. It shouldn't be that federal government will micromanage our credit system. We don't want Washington in charge of allocating credit. That's what helped get us into the problem in the first place. putting people into homes they could not afford to keep. It was terrible for the families, and it was terrible for the economy.
Well, Tom Easton, we've got just about 30 seconds here, so your last quick thought.
Well, I mean, on principle, the House Act was really exciting. I mean, it's one that, you know, editorially we thought really, really made sense. And it's kind of sad that those principles are not more fully embedded in our point of view or my point of view in what the Senate had to do. And, you know, everyone says politics is a mess and you do what you can. And it's probably good that they're doing something. But I think that this kind of principled stand of banking is vital and it's lacking. And, you know, I like the fact that at least the debate is on these issues now. And maybe that's all one can hope for.
Well, Tom Easton is American finance editor at The Economist. His piece on the new banking bills is called Small Change, and we've got a link to it at onpointradio.org. Tom Easton, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Representative Jeb Hensarling, representing Texas's 5th. Thank you so much, Congressman. Great to have you. And Jared Bernstein, a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Thank you so very much as well.
My pleasure.
And last thought here goes to our listener, and Steph, who says, this is infuriating. We've got better things to focus on than relaxing rules for the banks. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Thanks for listening. This is On Point.